Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. This is a special show with a guest that I adore, Sherilyn Harley Laban, and she is our only guest, and we're talking about a wide variety of topics. And we last were talking about how to instill good values, teach our kids politics. And Sherilyn, please continue. You were telling us about what you did in your home to give your kids a sense of appreciation, I think, of America, and give them a sense of what the political world is like.
So I there's a decent community of North Korean defectors in Northern Virginia, because we have a large Korean population, Asian population, but specifically Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a monthly meeting that happens with Korean Americans, as well as newly arrived North Korean defectors, as well as some who have been here in the country for a while. And not only do I see them, talk to them, I've also read quite a few of the books that we have around the house. And my daughter often asks about what the lives of these North Korean defectors was like. I think for her age, being almost 9 years old, I think she knows quite a bit about North Korea, as much as we know in the United States that we could possibly know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Such a, information-hidden type of country. And she'll ask me, well, what was his life like? And I'll say, well, in one book that we read, she said, well, does he know his parents? Did he see them? And I'm like, no. He was really raised by the labor camp guards. And she knows I've met this particular North Korean defector, and I often talk about him because I've gotten to know him. And my daughter thinks, wow, it's amazing that they have been able to escape that horrible place and come here to the United States where they're free. What an amazing gift for them.
And
that
sadly,
they're free.
And sadly, so few of them are able to do that.
Exactly. But the ones that get out, what a gift. And shouldn't we treasure them and help them and try and help them in any way to adjust to living in a free society? Because it is a big difference in what they've experienced. So for my children, I think they certainly have an appreciation for how other people have lived or live in the world,
mm-hmm.
and how hard people have worked to come to the United States, and how their lives change once they get here. And I think that's one of the most important things I can teach my children and share that knowledge with them, because this is a great country, and if you want your children to grow into, again, citizens of integrity and faith and honor and all those good things that we hope to instill in our children, you have to start at a young age, because you know they're not going to get it by osmosis,
and they're not going to get it from the public institutions, mainstream media.
No, they are not,
or any of the television that they tend to watch. I'd like to switch topics a little bit and kind of hit you right between the eyes. You're a woman, and you're a black or an African-American woman, whatever is the right way to say it, and you have somewhat conservative views. So therefore, you're a minority in your ethnic community, possibly a minority in your physical community. I don't know. But I'd like to know how your political views changed as you grew older, and what were your influences? How did you become who you are? Because everything was stacked against you having the beliefs that you have.
That's an interesting question, and I'll try and sum it up as best as I can. Yes, you know, black conservatives are a minority, but they're growing daily, every day, and I must say that the development of social media has made it much easier to connect with other black conservatives and to maintain contact and to share information, which I think is key, being able to share information. So, yes. And I will say that as a younger teenager than college student, I wouldn't say I was particularly liberal, but I certainly wasn't as conservative as I am today. And that is for a couple of reasons. nothing that is surprising. Number one, I didn't have much to conserve, okay? When you start earning a salary and looking at the taxes that are taken out, you really want to know how your money is being spent. At least I did, mm-hmm. okay? Want to know how my money is being spent, where is it going, yada, yada. Number two, I didn't have a mortgage to pay. When you start, you know, owning a home, becoming a landowner, you worry about things like safety. You worry about having a family, where you're going to send your kids to school. All of those things, I think, just come with age and maturity. You're not worried about that when you're living in the city and you don't have children and you're living in an apartment. You just have, I mean, you just have a different perspective. It's that simple. You have a different perspective. But when you do get married and have children, you just have different needs. And those needs, I think, change and shift. And that's certainly what happened for me. I just had more concerns, right? I always was concerned about the impact of public school, because one of the first jobs I had in Washington, D.C., I was actually a lawyer on the Education and Labor Committee. So I actually wrote bills mm-hmm. for funding public school. And it's kind of like
wow.
You're watching the sausage being made, and that's not a very pleasant thing to see.
Hmm.
So actually then, as a young lawyer in Washington, I vowed that I probably wouldn't be sending my kids to public school because I didn't really like what I was seeing.
God, it's okay? so sad
From
to
a...
hear that, but I understand it. I mean, it's amazing to me. But the thing I, you know, everything you said makes so much sense to me. But I have so many friends that have just stayed locked in their liberal bias, who have also made the same journey that you've made to financial success, career success, family life. And so I wonder, why have some of us made that leap forward, I believe, and others not? And there's no answer. I'm not even going to ask you for an answer because we only have a little bit left in this segment. I mean, you're even more of an anomaly because you're married to your one and only husband who fathered your two and only children. I mean, what kind of weirdo are you?
Right, and I've been married for 21 years to the same man.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, yes, a gift and a blessing, and I congratulate you.
Right.
I can't say the same. I would have liked it to have worked out that way, but you have. And so you are defying conventional reality and the conventional family unit, and in fact, your own ethnic prejudices that your community tends to have. So it's very interesting how you've evolved to be who you are. And I love it because you're so interesting to me. And we will be back with Sherilyn after these messages. I'd like you, Sherilyn, to think about like what you'd like to give us as some closing remarks in the short amount of time we'll have in the next segment.
Latch on to the affirmative dome. That's what Mr. In Between.